كل سنة وانتم طيبين. عشان امبارح كان عيد الرسل, tonight I want to speak about Saint Peter and Saint Paul. Saint Peter and Saint Paul are the typical evangelists in the book of Acts, the models of evangelism. Saint Peter is the main character in the first 12 chapters, and Saint Paul is the main character in the second half of the book of Acts. يعني القديس بطرس هو بطل سفر الأعمال في الربع الأولاني أو في الثلث. بولس بيشغل تقريبا ثلثين السفر. You all know that when we pray the fraction part in the liturgy during the fasting period of the apostles, we used to say, as for Peter and Paul, foremost among the apostles, the shadow of the one was healing the sick, whereat the handkerchiefs and aprons of the other were causing disease to leave an evil spirit to come out. And after they preached the gospel of the kingdom and told the nation, they shed their blood for your name's sake and received the crown of apostleship and of martyrdom. So we used to remember Saint Peter and Saint Paul all through the period of the fasting for the apostles, as if we are focusing on these two characters, Saint Peter, the fisherman, and Saint Paul, the, you know, the philosophical one. Both are very much different, but both of them considered great evangelists. First of all, I want to focus on the beginning and the end of each of them. These are like messages for us to remind all the criteria of an evangelist. يعني دي رسائل قصيرة كده نراجع بيها مفاهيم الكراس. First of all, both started very lightly, very weakly. You can see the start of Saint Peter as a layman, as a fisherman, as an ignorant man. He is not even a religious one. But though he became a great apostle, one of the chosen three of the chosen 12 of the apostles of Christ. So now we have a clear message that whatever the beginning, whatever the start, you may be a great man one day, a great evangelist. Don't focus on your weaknesses. Saint Peter considered as such a man with a character who is always يعني مندافع. دايما كده تحسوه بينط كده. إنما though Saint Peter was with this apparent weakness, he became a great evangelist. We can also see that Saint Paul started strangely enough against Christ himself. He was threatening all Christian, killing somebody or sharing in killing somebody. He did not kill anyone by his hands, but he shared the idea of killing Christians and persecuting the church. The first persecutor in this age was Saint Paul. بولس قال عن نفسه أنا كنت مجدف مضطهد مفتري. فالحقيقة لما نبص على بطرس الصياد الغلبان وبولس المضطهد المفتري, يعني we can never think of their ending. صعب قوي نتخيل ان هم دول اللي هيبقوا رسل وهيبقوا مسؤولين عن الكرازة عموما. You all know that Saint Peter was considered the man of evangelism for the Jew, and Saint Paul was considered the key man for the pagans. ده اسمه رسول الختان وده اسمه رسول الأمم. فدول المسؤولين قدام الكنيسة عن الكرازة عموما. With the happy ending of both of them, they were both martyred on the same day, on the same year, the year of 67. In the era of Nairun, كان مجنون. إنما both were martyred in Rome, one with the sword, St. Paul with the sword, being a Roman citizen, while St. Peter was killed, crucified upside down, as you all know, because he was considered a slave, being a Jew. يعني بطرس عشان معتبر عبد زي اليهود يموت موتة العبيد, إنما بولس يموت موتة الشرفاء, إنما الاثنين ماتوا من أجل المسيح في نفس الوقت في نفس السنة. Another good message from the life of Saint Peter and Saint Paul, that when you see clearly how God chose his men, definitely God do not choose the good ones. Actually, he used to choose the bad ones. So when you go to the words given by St. Paul, اختار الله جهال العالم, اختار الله ضعفاء العالم, اختار الله الأدنياء, اختار الله المصدرة, اختار الله الغير موجود. نترجمهم دول نقول ايه, God choosing the ignorant, the weak, the bad ones, وغير الموجود. يعني تصور واحد نكرة, واحد ملوش اي لازمة في الدنيا, هو ده اللي بينفع يبقى كارث. Both experienced this idea. That's why they kept their heart humble till the end. الاثنين دول كانوا متواضعين لغاية الآخر بالرغم من قوموا موته. Saint Peter and Saint Paul both had the power to make miracles up to rising up of the dead. But still they saw themselves as very weak and very humble because they know what was the start. Both of them knew that they were not good, so God chose them, but they were even worse than all the people around. لما الواحد يبقى متأكد انه وحش, ربنا بيعرف يشتغل بيه اكتر. في اللحظة اللي الواحد بيظن انه عنده امكانيات تساعده في الخدمة, ربنا مش بيعرف يشتغل بيه. ف both of them, Peter and Paul, were not experienced in the evangelism story, were very bad, were much weaker than anyone, but God made use of them. Also, both of them had done great mistakes, great sins. Saint Peter is the only one of the 12 apostles who denied Christ. The denial of the Lord was not an easy sin. يعني الوحيد اللي أنكر المسيح كان بطرس. طبعا دي صعبة قوي أنه يبقى بين الـ 12 وبين الـ 70 الوحيد اللي عمل العملة دي, وعملها في ظروف صعبة. Christ was in severe need to his men to stand beside him at this minute. But still, Saint Peter, chosen one, the famous one, was the one who denied him. And also Saint Paul, even when he felt that with the love of God he is persecuting the church of Christians, but he had done great mistakes. He was a witness against Stephen. يعني وقف كشاهد وهما بيرجموا استفانوس. دي جريمة, دي حاجة صعبة جدا. And Stephen was a great man and he could see Christ while he was stoned. But still, Saint Paul was very aggressive and with a stony heart, he was witnessing this. يبقى الاثنين عملوا عمايل وحش. برضو دي رسالة مهمة. ليه؟ احنا بنتكلم عن اعظم اثنين كارزين في تاريخ المسيحية. Saint Peter considered the first evangelist being the man for the Jew evangelism. And Saint Paul was the philosopher of the Christianity and the man of evangelism for the pagans. And both of them had done great mistakes. Also, you can see that God can make use of the very poor, ignorant one like Saint Peter, the Galilean one. Galilee دي كانت كلمة تتقال زي ما تقول على واحد النهاردة ده فلاح. يعني عاوز تقول ده جاهل, ده غلبان قوي. And you know the one from Tarsus. Tarsus was very rich country, city, and people of Tarsus were usually the elegant, rich philosophers. كانوا ناس كده مثقفين قوي وبهوات وكده. الاثنين اشتغلوا, واللي اشتغلوا مع بعض كمان. ده يورينا ان ممكن ربنا يشتغل بيك ويشتغل بواحد اقل منك قوي, واحد اعلى منك قوي عادي. ممكن الثقافة ما تكونش هي الاساس, ممكن الخلفية ما تكونش هي الاساس. واحد اقل منك يعمل شغل كبير قوي, وواحد اكتر منك ويعمل شغل كبير. وهنا you know the culture were very much different, but they stand on the same level of importance to the church, on the same level of doing miracles, or the same level of helping the idea of evangelism all through the history. Also, I can see that they shared one virtue, that's the love of God. Both of them expressed how much they loved Christ. Saint Peter and Saint Paul. الاثنين تحس ان هما بيموتوا في ربنا يسوع. You all know the last chapter in the Gospel of Saint John, when Christ asked Simon Peter, "Do you love me more than those or more than others?" And he expressed himself saying, "You know how much I love you." And with the repetition of the question 3 times, Simon Peter insisted that I love you so much and you know this. And Christ, you know, accepted the answer and said back, yes, that's why, go and shepherd my sheep. يعني ارعى خرافي. فالمسيح قبل كلمة بطرس, أنت تعلم أني أحبك. On the same level, Saint Paul expressed his love to Christ many times when he said once, for me life is Christ. In another way, he said that I in my body carry the scars of Christ. To live in Christ and Christ live in me, into me. So all these expressions help us to imagine how much this man loved Christ. Both of them shared the same level of loving Christ. So being very weak, ignorant, unfaithful, not ready to any kind of mission, but with loving God, they became great evangelists. يعني عاوز اقول يا جماعة, مؤهلات بطرس ومؤهلات بولس في رأيي ما تزيدش عن الكلمة دي. حبوا يسوع بجد وحبوا قوي, عشان كده عملوا حاجات كبيرة قوي. الاتنين جم من الشرق ومن الغرب, بس انتهوا في نفس اليوم شهداء من اجل المسيح, بيحبوه قوي, غيروا العالم كله. لكن واحد من بيئة مختلفة خالص, واحد من ثقافة عالية جدا, واحد بيتكلم يوناني لبلب, التاني يعني بيتكلم بالعافية, واحد صياد غلبان, والتاني باشا درس في أكبر جامعات. في الآخر هما تسووا في رأيي ببعض, لأن هما الاتنين بيحبوا ربنا قوي. Again I want to tell you, it's not related much to the achievements. What did you do in your life? But it's always related to what level you loved Christ. The degree of love is the only degree will help you to have the crown in the kingdom of heaven. Both of them loved Christ so much, although Saint Peter did not travel as equal as Saint Paul, but he made a great difference in the countries he visited. You know, with the love of Christ, although both of them had done great miracles, they never boast with themselves. They never look up to themselves because they love Christ so much. الاثنين ما تنفخوش. لما بطرس قوم طبيصة من النوم, ما سمعناهوش مش طايق روحه من الكرامة. لما بولس قوم أفتيخوس اللي وقع من الدور الثالث, ما حصلش حاجة في شخصيته, كمل حياته عادي جدا كأنه ما عملش حاجة, بس ده قوم ميت والناس بقت بتبص له بشكل مش عادي. إنما في الآخر هو بيحب ربنا, فاللي بيحب ربنا الكرامة ما بتشغلوش. another important point, that they suffered a lot, they endure much for the sake of love. Love for Saint Peter and Saint Paul was not emotional love, was the life of love, the life of suffering. Both of them suffered a lot, not only with the end in the life as martyrs, but all through their life of service, they were always suffering. With the love of Christ, you will see the goal very clear. There is focus on the goal. يعني الواحد لما يحب ربنا قوي يبقى الهدف واضح قوي. ولما الهدف يبقى واضح قوي ينجح في خدمته قوي. احنا كتير مننا مش ناجح كفاية لان الجول مش واضح. لان الحب مش كفاية. هو بيحب الكرامة برضو، بيحب ان الناس تعرفه، بيحب يثبت نفسه، بيحب يقول انا هنا، بيحب ناس معينة يشتغلوا معاه، كل الحاجات دي بتخلي الجول مش واضح. لكن سان بيتر and سان بول were focused, and because of the love of Christ they could see no one but Christ, they could see nothing but the kingdom of heaven. So they worked with anyone for any country in all circumstances, but just for the goal of achieving the kingdom of heaven on earth. فعلى قد ما الواحد يحب ربنا، على قد ما يشوف الهدف واضح، على قد ما يستحمل أي حاجة ويحقق كتير في الخدمة. Because Saint Peter and Saint Paul were very different, actually both of them, they made what we call the synergism perfect. They not only respected each other, and they did not even respect the difference, but they lived their life as if they need each other. Both of them believed much that I need you and you need me. Saint Peter needed Saint Paul for the preaching of the pagans, although Saint Peter was the one who started the evangelism for pagans. You know the story of Cornelius? So the first one who preached the word of God to the non-Jew people were Saint Peter, not Saint Paul. But Saint Peter were very much convinced that Saint Paul is better than me in this. He is the chosen one for the preaching of pagans. فبالرغم ان بطرس هو اللي بشر الأمم في الأول، هو اللي دخل أول بيت أممي كرنيليوس، هو اللي دافع عن بولس وهو بيبشر الأمم، إنما كان فرحان إن بولس هو اللي ياخد المهمة دي، وكان في ظهره بيشجعه. Saint Paul on the other hand were very much religious as Jew, much more than Saint Peter. So by logic he is more suitable for the service of Jew than Peter. But actually Saint Paul left this service with the guidance of the Holy Spirit completely to Saint Peter. It's Saint Peter's mission. So they respected each other, they respected the difference, and they expressed the need for each of them to the other. Also, you know, when you go to the letter of Galatians, you can see a story of blaming from Saint Paul to Saint Peter. When Saint Peter once, you know, رأى يعني الهيبوكرسي اللي هي وقع في الرياء. When some Jew people came to the Antiochian area, and Saint Peter was afraid to be blamed by the Jew because he was eating with people coming from a pagan background. So Saint Paul actually blamed him, saying this is wrong. Though Saint Peter kept his love to Saint Paul. تعرفين ان بطرس اعلى من بولس. Originally بطرس هو اللي حط ايده على بولس، لان بطرس من ال 12 بولس حتى مش مستبعين، فبولس يعتبر رسامات بطرس. لكن لما بولس اتكلم بجرأة وقال لبطرس مش صح ده، بطرس ما عملش قفشة وما زعلش وما ركبش دماغه وما قالش انا الكبير وما قالش ما بيحترمنيش، بالعكس تعامل ببساطة. وهو يعني he accepted the blaming and he considered the advice of Saint Paul And you all know, you may know that in the last letter given by St. Peter, he recommended the letters of St. Paul, saying, the wise man St. Paul, with the wisdom given to him by God, he wrote many good letters. So St. Peter recommended the writings of St. Paul, although St. Paul once blamed St. Peter for something he had done before. يعني شوفوا النضج, شوفوا الناس اللي قلبها مركز في ربنا, بيحبوا ربنا فأكبر من الزعل, أكبر من أن واحد يقول لك ده قال لي وما قاليش وما لهوش حق وأنا الكبير وما رعاش الناس ومنظري. تعرفوا ليه الناس دي ناجحة وخدمتها قوية؟ لأن هم الفوكس على السماء والحب اللي في قلبهم يخليهم أكبر من الأمور دي. I don't think any of them, St. Peter and St. Paul, suffered from the problem of comparison, comparing one with the other. I don't think any of them complained of saying, why St. Paul is taking Italy and Rome in his area of service, why you gave me these poor countries to serve in, how about the money? You know, St. Paul was taking money from Europe and sent the money to Jerusalem under the supervision of St. Peter. So St. Paul was dealing with much expenses and much money, more than St. Peter. These minor things they never thought of. Akbar min kit. Another good point in the life of St. Peter and St. Paul, both of them kept themselves as disciples for the whole life. مشكلة حبايبي ان احنا ساعات بنكبر على التلمذة بسرعة. الواحد يتهيأ له انه عرف كفاية وانه يقدر يدور بلد وانه يقدر يكرز وانه يقدر يسافر. الحقيقة الروح دي وحشة قوي. سان بيتر, he spent 3 years under the feet of Christ himself. سان بول spent 3 years in the desert under the feet of Christ himself, through revelations and experiences we do not know exactly. But you know, for the whole life they kept themselves learning. يعني محدش فيهم تحسوه كبر انه يتعلم. وكان سان بول يدخل بلد يقول الروح منعني, يعني he is receiving the message from the Holy Spirit, he is putting some plans and God changed the plan, so no problem, just listen to the voice of God, let's go after him wherever he will guide us. So they followed the Holy Spirit, they followed the discipleship, they kept themselves as young disciples, although they were doing miracles. صاروا ناس بتعمل معجزات ولسه بتتعلم وما عندهاش مشكلة أبدا إنها تسمع وتعمل زي ما الكنيسة بتقولها. ما تقروا مثلا the book of Acts chapter 16, you can see that St. Paul, the great Paul, were taking the messages from the elders of the church in Jerusalem and deliver the messages to the countries he is opening, and he is just telling them the elders said so. شيوخ الكنيسة قالوا كده. انت بتعرف تقول كده؟ شيوخ الكنيسة قالوا كده, يعني انت ماشي ورا الكنيسة. طب ده انت بتشوف المسيح بعينيك والمسيح يعني حبيبك وقريب ليك, عندوش ادنى مشكلة. In the book of Galatians he said that I presented my mission before those who are chosen in the church, المعتبرين, الاباء المعتبرين. فقال انا وقفت اقدم حساب الوكالة, اقدم خدمتي قدام بطرس ويعقوب ويوحنا, the elders of the church. راجل اسقف كبير وعظيم وبيعمل معجزات, انما بيقدم كشف حساب او بيراجع نفسه قدام اللي اقدم منه وبيقول عشان اخد منهم الادفايس واخد منهم البركة. يبقى الناس دي فضلوا متواضعين وفضلوا تلاميذ طول حياتهم. And you know, being a good disciple, definitely the Holy Spirit will guide you all through your service. You know, Christ said in his last prayer, in the last night before crucifixion, that they may know me. They knew me and they may know me more. So the idea of knowing Christ never ends. That's why in the book of Philippians, Paul said, so I might know him, I know him, as if he did not know Christ yet. يعني نفس بولس قال لأعرفه. واحد بيقول له عاوز يقول له انت بقالك 30 سنة عارف وشفته كتير ولمسته كتير وعملت باسمه معجزات لسه عاوز تعرفه، كأنه عاوز يقول له لا معرفوش كويس، لأن المسيح قال عرفتهم اسمك وسأعرفهم. احنا ساعات نفتكر ان احنا نعرف ربنا، الحقيقة لا، احنا حتى واحنا بنبشر بربنا لازم نفضل نقول له يا رب مش عارفك كويس، مش عارف اتكلم عنك لاني مش بقعد معاك كويس ومش عارفك كويس. Being a good disciple he was also a great teacher. That's why he was making, both of them were making disciples. Saint Peter had many disciples and Saint Paul had many disciples. And you know, after the martyrdom of Saint Peter and Saint Paul, the church was stronger because they left good teachers in the church. يعني رسالتك مش هتخلص طول ما ليك تلاميذ، انما كل اللي بتعمله بيقف لو انت ما سبتش ورا منك حد. الاثنين دول من عظمتهم كانوا سايبين تلاميذ. النهارده باي ذا واي في السنكسار قصة، يمكن أول مرة أخد بالي، واحد من 70 رسول اسمه أوليمبيس هو تلميذ بطرس، وهو اللي خده دفنه، هو اللي خده لما نزله من على الصليب منكس الرأس. وبعدين نيرون حقق مع أوليمبيس ده إزاي تعمل كده، والتاني استشهد بعدها. لكن تحسوا أن واحد من 70 رسول كان ملاصق لبطرس حتى في استشهاده، كان له تلاميذ لآخر وقت. يبقى فكرة انه اي واحد منهم مش بيفكر في نفسه، بيفكر في الكنيسة بعد منه، تؤكد عظمة الناس دي. Both of them were men of prayer. I told you that both of men were lovers of Christ. The key word I think in both lives was how much they loved Christ. Also they, both of them were men of prayer. You can see clearly in the book of Acts that Saint Peter went with Saint John in chapter 3 to pray the hour, the ninth hour in the temple. طلعوا يصلوا الساعة التاسعة في الهيكل، ساعتها عملوا معجزة. لما تروح chapter 10 تلاقي ان هو قاعد يصلي وهو صايم فوق السطح لما شاف الملاية اللي نازلة بالحيوانات. لما دخل عن طبيصة صلى، ركع عند السرير وصلى. إذا بصوا سان بيتر ده راجل بيصلي طول الوقت، على قد بساطته بيكلم ربنا طول الوقت. سان بول the same. He was a man of prayer. كان يسهر وبعدين يصحى تاني يوم يقول لهم الروح القدس بيقول، لأنه بيقضي الليل في الصلاة. While he was praying once in Jerusalem in the temple, Christ appeared to him telling him go out of Jerusalem, they are going to kill you. So Saint Paul said to the Lord, you know, they should know how much I persecuted them, persecuted your name. But Christ himself told him, just go away from here, I will send you to the pagans. يعني كان بيشوف المسيح جوه الصلاة جوه الهيكل، لكن الاثنين كانوا بتوع صلاة. So this is another good message for us as servants. We cannot preach the word of God without the power of prayer. We need to love Christ more. We need to pray more. And through prayer we may see some visions. يعني مش هشجعكم قوي تشوفوا رؤى، لحسن انتوا يعني مش قد الكلام ده، انما الاثنين دول كانوا بيشوفوا رؤى. بولس شاف وبطرس شاف، والاثنين كانوا عايشين يعني guided بربنا حتى المستوى. أخيرا عاوز أقول both of them were used by the Spirit to write letters in the New Testament. Saint Paul wrote 14 epistles and Saint Peter wrote 2, but both were guided by the Spirit. And you can see when you read the first letter of Saint Peter and some letter like the book of Ephesians, you can see very common ideas as if they were writing together. يعني ساعات يحطوا أفسس وبطرس الأولى ويقولوا إيه ده؟ إيه ده دول عايشين مع بعض؟ إزاي قايلين نفس الكلام؟ إزاي بيفكروا بنفس الطريقة؟ حتى بعض التعبيرات هي هي. فتحس إن هما الاتنين نفس النعمة، نفس الروح القدس. تاني بقول ده واحد جاي من آخر الدنيا شرق والتاني من آخر الدنيا غرب، إنما في الآخر الكلام هو نفس الكلام والأفكار متقاربة ومتشابهة جدا لأن الروح القدس واحد. Both of them were having the spirit of encouraging others. Although different culture, but both of them having the fruits of the spirit, they were encouraging the church. الاثنين كانوا بتبهدلوا وبتعذبوا وتعبانين في حياتهم جدا، لكن تحسوا رسائلهم دايما فيها رجاء وفيها تشجيع. They were full of teaching and also being a good model. In both writings of St. Paul and St. Peter, you can see the main faith, the delivered faith to the church, and they were all together abide to the same faith. Last point, the glorious end. Both of them were martyred. زي مبارح كده عيد الرسل بيبقى على استشهاد بطرس وبولس. In the same city, as if both of them were dreaming of reaching Rome, because you know, when you are in Rome, you can affect the whole world. So as if the desire in the heart of St. Peter was as equal as the desire in the heart of St. Paul, both of them dreamt of making Rome Christian. So both of them were martyred in Rome. That's why in our belief at Orthodox, we do not see Rome as St. Peter's Rome. We always say that Rome is for both St. Peter and St. Paul. تعرفين دي حتة بتفرق شوية عن اخواتنا الكاثوليك، هم دايما شايفين روما دي بطرس يعني. انما احنا حسب ايماننا وحسب الهيستوري وحسب الاستشهاد، روما بولس ليها فيها له فيها كتير. بولس was imprisoned in Rome for more than 2 years. And he was preaching the word of God in the prison in Rome for 2 years. Maybe St. Peter did not spend the same time. كمان نقطة جميلة في الاثنين دول، both Peter and Paul knew the time or the date of their fate. الاثنين عرفوا النهاية. الاثنين حسوا باليوم اللي هيموتوا فيه. That's why St. Peter in his second letter said عالما أن خلع مسكني قد اقترب كما أعلن لي الرب. بس خلع مسكني قد اقترب كما أعلن لي الرب. فإذا ربنا كان قيل. سان بول in his second letter to Timothy said the same. جهدت الجهاد الحسن، أكملت السعي، حفظت الإيمان، وأخيرا قد وضع إكليل البر، فإني الآن أسكب سكيبا وإيه ووقت حلالي قد حضر. So both of them expressed the knowledge of their date of death. They knew that they are going to leave earth, and they were happy leaving earth to heaven, and they were busy with يطمنوا على الكنيسة. كل اللي شغلهم كان عاوز يطمن على اللي بعده. فطبعا مع عظمة الناس دي حتى معاد موتهم بيبقى قريب ويبقوا عارفينه، وبيبقى ده مش شغلهم بقدر ما شغلهم يسلموا الكنيسة للي بعده. Both of them expressed their longing for eternity. St. Paul said that أخيرا، وقال لي اشتهاء أن أنطلق وأكون مع المسيح. St. Peter said طالبين سرعة مجيء يوم الرب. فالاثنين expressed their longing to eternity. Again, St. Peter and St. Paul were the perfect models for all of us in this service as evangelists. They had lots of messages for each of us. Mainly, don't focus on your weakness, just focus on the goal. Consider the love of Christ is the main asset, the main power of evangelism. Express all your service in your prayers, and get the power of prayers in your mission. And lastly, consider your day standing before Christ at the best day in your life. Glory to God. Amen. حد عنده سؤال أو تعليق؟ Okay, first of all, definitely there is kind of gradual growth happened in both lives. يعني ما نقدرش نقول ان بطرس نقل فجأة بقى سان بيتر. لا طبعا احنا شفناه انكر بعد 3 سنين خدمة بيعمل معجزات, انكر المسيح, وبعدها بكم سنة اختشى انه يأكل مع الامم وعمل حركة ما كانتش صح يعني. فما بنقولش ان دول بقوا قديسين في يوم. سان بول you all know that with the start of missions, actually, يعني هو he had nothing to do for some time. He was left in Tarsus, يعني as if يعني valueless. ما كانش له أي قيمة لأنه جاي يدخل دمشق مش عارف يوعظ, جاي يدخل أورشليم هيموتوه, فراح قعد في بلده. لولا برنابا راح جابه كده قال له تعال اشتغل معايا في أنطاكيا ساعدني. فكان صغير وما كانش حاسس بقيمته. بعدين شوية شوية طلع من أنطاكيا ودخل على آسيا وبعدين ابتدى يبان بقى. ففكرة الجراديوال اكسبوجر ده والجراديوال جروث واضحة في حياة الاتنين ما نقدرش ننكر. لو انت بتتكلم عن الانطلاقة دي او الفايرنج اب اللي حصل, هو I consider Luke chapter 5 and Acts chapter 9 is the key firing up of each of them. In chapter 5 in the Gospel of St. Luke, you can see the minute when St. Peter knelt down saying to the Lord, اخرج من سفينتي يا رب انا رجل خاطي. ساعتها ربنا يسوع قال له تعال اشتغل معي صياد ناس, فترك كل شيء وتبعه. دي كانت الانطلاق. قبلها كان شاف حماته, قبلها كان دخل بيته, قبلها كان دخل مركبته وعظ, وقبلها كان شاف معجزات, بس كل ده ما وصلوش للحظة دي. اللحظة دي كانت مع السمك الكتير. فأكتس 9 أعمال 9, بولس كان شاف استفانوس وكان شاف ازاي المسيحيين بيموتوا عشان المسيح, وكان سمع عن معجزات وسمع عن يسوع الناصري, إنما ما فيش حاجة حركته زي ما شاف المسيح بعنيه وقال له شاول شاول لماذا تضطهدني, فقال له يا رب ماذا تريد أن أفعل. فطبعا وكان يعني عاوز أقول إيه, assign a single minute in both lives at a starting or flaring up, يعني حركة كده فرقت مع الاتنين يعني. لكن ده مش معنى أن هم وقفوا على كده, لا, كل شوية كان فيه زي بطرس بعدها شاف حكاية الملاية وتغير تفكيره خالص في الكرازة, اتفتح على فكرة ممكن نقبل الأمم. دي كانت نقلة. بولس اتفتح تفكيره على آسيا, وكان أنطاكيا حلمه وآخر حاجة في حياته, فلقى أن ربنا بيقول عاوز أبعتكم آسيا, وبعد آسيا دخل على أوروبا. تفضل ونسأل. اللهم اجعلنا مستحقين نقول بالشكر, أبانا الذي في السماوات لتقدس اسمك, ليأتي ملكوتك, تكن مشيئتك, خبزنا كفافنا أعطينا اليوم, اغفر لنا ذنوبنا كما نغفر نحن أيضا, لا تدخلنا في تجربة لكن نجينا من الشرير, المسيح يسوع ربنا. امضوا بسلام, سلام الرب يكون.